Hello everyone, Neil Patel. Yeah, thank you for downloading the latest episode of the India Startup Show. So today I speak to Dr. Siddharth Madhvati. He's the co-founder of Clear Meat. This company seeks to produce India's first cell-based chicken mincemeat. So in this exciting episode, he talks about how to create lab-grown meat from molecules. He also talks about the business model B2B and B2C. He also talks about being part of an exciting accelerator. He also talks about the importance of being patient, raising finance and the various price points. And finally, some interesting ideas on what we're going to be eating and drinking in 100 years' time. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hi, Siddharth. Thanks for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Thank you, Neil.
Just please tell our listeners what you're building.
India's first lab-based meat company and primarily focusing on making chicken keema. And we are ready with some prototypes to go out in the industry.
Excellent. And how did you come up with the idea?
It's a long story. I will try to summarize it in the best possible way. During my PhD, I did my PhD in biotechnology, and it was focused on cancer genetics and diabetes. So my lab was purely focused on understanding diseases and trying to identify various drug discovery modules. So what happened in that due course, during my PhD course, we were able to identify certain molecules, and we were able to outline a mechanism to identify such molecules. During that course of time, what happened, we came across several potential drug discovery molecules, and we were working on understanding how these molecules would work and how they can be applied into the mainstream. Gradually, what happened, there was one molecule which was of an interest, because normally when we do, from being a cancer background and a drug discovery background, we were focused on suppressing the cells or suppressing the laboratory grown cells. But this particular molecule, what it was giving us, it was more of a cell that was promoting the growth of cells, helping, making them more healthy. So that became intriguing in a lot of factors, because the bioinformatics study that is involved, it was showing different parameters and the actual outcome was different. So during this course of time, I finished my PhD. We even started our own company, which was focused primarily on drug discovery. I started interacting with people for other aspects of drug discovery, and part of many Government of India initiatives and roundtable brainstorming sessions. Yeah. And in that due course, what happened is my team realized that we have something to offer which we did not look at in this perspective. So my team started building it, and we came across the full application of this molecule in making something which is known as lab-grown meat. And we have been able to achieve something positive. The POC has been promising. So that is how the whole Clear Meat idea started. Then we were recognized by Government of India as the first lab-grown meat company. We were even called by many investors for roundtable discussions. And we are in roundtable discussions with many people across the globe. So, yep, it has been a great journey and a lot of things to learn and a lot of positivities around.
Sounds exciting. How's it going so far?
The journey is pretty slow. Yeah. Primarily, the reason being, I would give you an example of how startups in UK, US have shown interest in plant-based and lab-based, or even in Singapore. There's a company in Singapore which started parallelly the day we started with respect to such a domain. They were able to shout out loud and get good amount of funding initially. But what matters is primarily the location, and secondly, the team, and thirdly, the product. So the location, India is a growing country, developing country, where startups have been now coming into the mainstream, but the success rate is very low because of various factors. And the secondary, the team, we have an excellent team on board, people from academics, people from marketing background, and a great deal of people who are our scientific advisors from US as well as India. So making a good team altogether. And third is the product, and we have done pretty well with respect to the product. So it has been a journey till date that has been very tough, but parallelly that has been giving us good amount of output that we are looking for. And yes, it takes time. It takes its own sweet time, and we have to be consistent with our approach.
Most important question, what does it taste like?
See, practically, if I tell you, it is at a POC level where I frankly would not taste it, and I would tell it to be more of a non-edible format. You have touched a notion which I did not want to go right now, but I think I should give you an idea. See, Clare Meat was developed with a vision that we should replace the chicken from the ecosystem of butchering.
Okay.
So, what happened in that due course is we tried to make some items in our lab. We were able to achieve small ingots of chicken cells. And normally, yes, it can be tasted. It looks purely chicken,
yeah,
but we have not tasted it because of the reason. In lab conditions, we use serum. Okay, and these serum are used to provide nutrition to the cells. Now, this serum itself is obtained by killing calves. So, the purpose is not defined as of now that we are saving the whole ecosystem. So, we are also working on creating alternatives for serum, for which my team has already got some positive results, which I will not discuss as of now. But yes, because serum is again a part that does not define our vision. So, we purely, honestly define our product to be unedible as of now, and we are working on it to make it edible. So it's a great journey, and there are many things involved which in due course we might come to know.
You mentioned plant-based. Why not go down the plant-based route then?
See, plant-based meat, as you might have heard about, it is a good, my understanding, I might be wrong, I'm giving you a perspective of how Clare Meat looks at it. My understanding is that plant-based meat has been in US on shelf almost for now 1 year.
Hmm.
Now, it's a product which is pro-vegan, but it does not taste, it is close to a non-vegetarian meal, but it does not taste as per the requirements of the people. So what market strategies, or what after understanding the whole market scenario, we have come to the conclusion that plant-based meat, yes, it is achievable, but the market acceptability or the percentage share that it may hold in the next few years would be very low. Reason being the taste and texture. So we are not focused on plant-based, and yes, we are getting good results on lab-grown, so why not try that?
What would you say is the objectives over the next 3 to 4 years then?
We are planning to, based on the current scenario, we are planning to go on industrial scale in the next 18 months and expecting to place our product on shelf in the next 18 months to be precise. But to be honest, we see 18 to 20 months as the main goal to achieve it on shelf. And yes, many distributors, food chain industry distributors, have approached us for marketing the product, and we are working on it. So you can expect in the next 2 years, you might be eating a product from Clare Meat and having a good taste of it.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Great.
Would you be like selling it to restaurants as well then?
Yes, purely. We would be working on both the models, that is B2B as well as B2C. By B2B, I mean to restaurants and to food chain suppliers. And by B2C, I mean to direct people on shelf.
And obviously, what about things like like fish and bacon and stuff like that? Would
see, as of now, we are primarily focused on chicken, so I would not love to answer that. But yes, it is possible with respect to the molecule that we have. It can be used for any aspect, because our IP or our strategy is the molecule that we have identified. That basically, what happens is, let me give you a brief. What happens is, for a cell to grow in any format, you need certain biological pathways that need to be activated. Okay. So once you see, you are a non-vegetarian, right?
Yeah,
great. What happens is when you go out in the market, you choose your steak or you choose your mutton or you choose your chicken, you see how reddish it is, how fleshy it is, how the texture looks like, right? You try to feel or through your eyes. Now, to achieve that texture complexity, there are several biological pathways that work all together to make to achieve that intercombination of those cells. In a laboratory condition, what happens is whenever you grow cells, they do not, these cells, if they are the same, having the same origin, they don't grow in the same format as they will grow in a healthy organism.
Hmm.
So what we try to do is, under the conditions that we have identified,
we try to induce those factors or those biological pathways that can result in those textures. And yes, we have been able to achieve it. So it becomes, the molecule is basically the IP, and we look forward to it.
Mm. So from that one molecule then, how much can you make then?
A price point becomes the second point of concern for us. Mm. And our team is greatly working on that. And in the last 6 months itself, we have been able to bring, I will talk in INR specifically, because our market of study is India as of now. And India itself has somewhere around 14 million consumptions for non-veg chicken. So in that context, we have been working that currently, under the conditions that we are growing, the cost comes around 1,000 INR per kg. Mm. And this is primarily because of the serum that is being used to generate it. Mm. So once we remove or replace the serum with our own lab formulated serum or media, we are looking to put this cost down to somewhere around 200 to 300 INR per kg. Mm. So accordingly, the things are formulated. Because in India, the price of chicken per kg is somewhere around 250, 200 mm. region-wise. So, but there are various aspects involved to it. When you talk about pure full chicken, the price is low. But when it goes to a specialized forms such as nuggets or likewise, the price increases. So we are trying to fit in our product somewhere in that price line, and we will be able to achieve it because we have understood the mathematics involved to grow in a large scale, and we are working on it.
Mm, yeah, excellent. How big do you want to go with this then?
We are looking, if everything goes as per plan, in the next 2 years, the product will be on shelf. And in the next 4 to 5 years, we might expect an IPO.
And you mentioned that, you know, companies around the world do this. Would you say you're like the major players, or would you say like you're the minor players?
From the studies that we have done and how we understand the market, there are somewhere around 25 plus companies working in the field of cultured meat, which involves both plant-based and animal-based. And 90% of them are focused on plant-based. Mm. So I do not define myself as being part of those companies. Even if you take any example, be it Memphis Meat or Beyond or just whatever it is, whatever, who are doing good business out there, who have just started and who have good IPs out there. Mm-hmm. They are plant-based and we are animal-based. And in animal-based, as of date, as per my knowledge, no company has been able to hit the market because there are several costing issues or concerns involved. And this is what we are trying to achieve. So at this moment, it would be very wrong to tell myself being the first one or the leaders, because we are also in the stage of learning. Once we are on shelf, then only it's the best time to define ourselves. Till that time, we are on a learning phase.
Say in 100 years' time, then what would we be eating then? If you put your put your crystal ball into action, come on, you're the expert on this.
Have you heard about bubbles of water? You just put that bubble in your mouth and you drink water. Have you heard about
no,
that?
No, I've never heard of that. Please explain it to
just
me.
Have a look. People are working on formats where you need not buy plastic bottles of water, but instead a small bubble of water which you can place in any format. It does not require any plastic format. And you just put it in your mouth like a bubble gum and it pops out water out of it and dissolves. So this is one aspect. But if you talk about, I give this example with a vision that after what we think of 100 years, the chances are, this is a very peculiar vision that I specifically have, is the scenario should be or would be or we aim to is you are eating a chicken nugget from the chicken which is just sitting next to you. So this is the vision that we are looking forward.
Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff.
Without killing the chicken.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, we may have farmers listening to this. You know, maybe losing their jobs. What do you think about that?
No. There's a pretty yes. I have been closely observing how the US has been reacting to this whole scenario, and I clearly understand that they have invested their lives into developing this, and suddenly a breakthrough comes and disruptive technology comes out. But I look at it at a different perspective. See, altogether, we still need those poultry farms or farmhouses to work, because each cell has its own life. So apart from the molecule that I have generated, the cells that I will be utilizing to grow these not artificial, but lab grown meats would have a certain lifespan. So after every, hypothetically, after every 1 year or 2 years, I might need to refurnish my supply of cells. Again, for that, I need not kill those cells, kill those organisms, but I just need to take a biopsy of that organism. So I'm trying to create, or we are trying to create, an ecosystem where everyone does a win-win situation. Parallelly, what we vision at is, these days everyone is more conscious about the effect of whatever they do on the environment and how we return to the earth, or how we return our responsibilities to the mother earth. So in that case, our vision is that we try to create an ecosystem where the killing goes down, and as the killing goes down, the level of CO2 is controlled, because organisms, these animals have been known to control or regulate high CO2 levels. So we try to create an ecosystem. But when we talk about assisting farmers or disrupting their technology, we don't aim to do that. And we really don't want to do that. Yes, we want to create and we want to use their existing. I personally want to get in touch with such people, use their existing technology or their technical know-how, make our products more market friendly, use their networks, and help them grow, parallelly growing ourselves, because you cannot achieve anything independently. You need to take everyone hand in hand. That is how growth comes to you. So this is our vision. Yeah, just to quickly add on, there is one more aspect which we keep in our vision. That is, see, currently, whenever you have smell-specific room fresheners as of now, you have colors that can that are specific, or whatever you like, you can achieve with respect to the wall colors or wall paints or whatever you call. But we aim something to do with these chickens or chicken nuggets as of now, the product that we have. Because as these are lab grown, we aim to step by step do some permutation combinations with how these products would be for a specific group of people suffering from a specific disease. For example, let's take an example of insulin or diabetes. In diabetes, there are certain criteria where the humans are not able to make their own insulin. So hypothetically, we might someday have a product that if they eat this particular non-veg meat supplied by Clear Meat Private Limited, sometimes it might be helping them produce insulin. So they need not take medicines. They just need to have one spoon of chicken meat a day supplied by us.
Some chicken nuggets saves the day.
Some chicken nuggets with insulin, something like that.
Yeah, sounds exciting. Obviously, you mentioned investment then. How's that going then? Have you raised investment, or are you pitching at the moment? Any feedback so far?
For Series A, we have almost passed through the level one, that is signing of the term sheets, and we are looking for official closure of all those term sheets so that we can just give out a shout out loud of our performance. And parallelly, yes, we have started for Series B also. So yes, the Series A is at the moment about to close, and we have not made it public. But once we achieve our target, because we are looking for a target to close somewhere around, which is pretty low, somewhere around $300,000. Primarily reason, we are based in India. I have networks. We have a team that is already pre-focused, and we need to just do some tweaking to bring it to table. So Series A is on the verge of closure. Again, looking for a few official legal agreements to close.
You must be very excited then.
A lot. Don't ask about that.
Or nervous.
Parallelly nervous, right? Because it happens, you never know how these legal things can go. I remember the first due diligence that we had done, it's almost 6 months back. The things seemed that we would be able to crack it, and we might not need to go even to Series B, and everything will be sorted. But it did not click. The due diligence was very bad. Even this happened parallelly. We were actually part of a ProVeg incubator, and we were the second most leading idea there for the current cohort. And when we were pitching there, people had approached us from US and UK, And it was almost that we might have closed it and we might not need to go further. But it did not click. It's a journey which has its own ups and downs, and we understand that. So it's a very nervous thing, and that's why I don't commit to anyone till the time. See, in India, it is told till the time you don't receive the amount in bank in your banks, the deal is not done. Mm-hmm. So it's the case like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned the incubator. Talk about that. You know, what was it like, and what was the key takeaway from that?
It was a very good experience. Those guys are awesome. They are really awesome. ProWage Incubator people are awesome. They have been helping us all together to talk to people. We understood how to talk to investors. They opened various avenues to us. Even apart from ProWage, we have been identified by several groups across the world who are helping us do the networking. People understand us, but there is one glitch which normally puts us on hold with respect to any deal or wherever the incubator helps us. That is how we are able to give an ROI to the investor's fund. Mm. So, because science is a field which does not give an immediate return, one needs to be patient with respect to the output. So, yes, it takes its own time, and the incubator people were quite helpful in helping us make the investors understand the whole scenario, and it has been a great experience. Till date, we are in touch with them, those guys, and it has been an awesome experience.
So, last few questions then. What advice would you give to like first-time founders then who are listening?
Have patience. If you are confident, my experience has been that it's too early to give such an advice, but still, to the first-timers, if you are confident with your output, the investors out there are ready to fund you, but they will only look for how confident you and your team is, irrespective of the product. So you have to have confidence in yourself and keep patience, because until and unless you don't have patience, it will not click. The best example I would give you is I have another entity by the name of Foresight Biotech. We kept our patience. We were not funded, but the bootstrapping has been so awesome in providing the stability to our own industry that as on date, we are providing R&D services to big shots in India itself. So it has been a totally different experience. So first time must be patient.
Be patient. Excellent. And looking back on your sort of startup journey, how would you reflect?
Very tricky. Never had got the time to do that. but still, I will tell that the phases have been very full of ups and downs. Because in a startup journey, it's a brand given now, startup journeys. One is functioning in the modules of a business entrepreneurships only. Startup is a word just to give out more sprinkling things to the whole scenario, but it has its own ups and downs. One need to be patient enough. What we have understood is we need to be patient enough. There were many instances where we internally fought out with each other with respect to what we are talking, what commitments we are doing in the market. But ultimately, that is building you. If one has to learn every day. See, I'm looking back 6 years down the line. One has to learn every day. Every day has been a learning experience. I cannot regard any discussion on any experience to be worthless. It's a very small world. Everything, whatever goes, will come back. So be patient and be polite to everyone. It will click someday.
You know, what kept me going then?
I have been in 6 years. When I talk about 6 years, my journey started. I completed my PhD in 2015 and in 2014 itself, not in 2015, I had registered a company by the name of Foresight Biotech. So that was how I got into the whole module of entrepreneurship and the startup ecosystem. After that, we have understood the whole things. We understand what investors look into. We are learning how to talk to people. We are learning how to pitch our product. So ClearMeet is just a one-year-old baby, but still the experience that we got in Foresight Biotech is actually helping us develop this baby. So it's a learning phase still, I will tell you that.
What can go wrong then? See, on paper, it seems everything's going to go right here.
The tricky part is you can talk anything, but when it comes on writing, it's a totally different ballgame, because what we have experienced is letters define the actual commitment. So it can be the best example I will give you is it happened with us several times. The investor would tell us, I am so excited about your product, I want to invest, but as of now my company is not at all interested in this field, and we might be thinking over it in the next session. As a startup initial startup person, I would be excited. Oh, they showed interest and they have told us to come back next year. But on a personal note, he's clearly telling you, I'm not at all interested. Please don't waste my time. So it has been a learning phase, and we have understood that you need to be, that's my only crux. You need to be patient enough. It will click someday. If you are confident in your product and you're working continuously on developing or learning your own product, it will click someday.
Last question then. For people who want more information on Clear Meat, what must they do?
They can just visit www.clearmeat.com or write into info@clearmeat.com and they can shoot out a mail and we can just get in touch.
Dr. Siddharth, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil.
I wish you all the best. Thank you now. Thanks to Dr. Siddharth for coming on the show today, and for more information, go to clearmeat.com. Thank you for listening and supporting the podcast. I shall be back next week. If you're building something exciting, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel, or tweet @IndianStartupSH, or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. I'd love to connect. I'd also like some feedback on the shows, and check out the show notes for information. And if you want to ask a question for next week's guest, record your question and upload to SoundCloud. And don't forget to add your name, city. Send me a link to hello@neilpatel.co. And I shall select the best ones, check the show notes for more information. Thank you and goodbye.